I write after almost every episode. Give a woman some recognition, please. Well, Princess Hannah, here we are reading your emails. So, thank you.
We appreciate it.
We certainly do. Number four, I'm sure I'll have more, but I'm trying to sleep. Well, Princess Hannah, if you're listening to Lotsel and you're falling asleep, that's probably normal.
Yeah. We must be doing it right then.
Yeah. We are succeeding in our mission.
That's true. I used to listen to Big Fatty before I went to bed a few times and immediately would fall asleep. So, but don't drive off the highway.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
I used to listen to Big Fatty before I went to bed a few times and immediately would fall asleep.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One and this is episode 2947. BFO for Thursday the 16th of May 2019, y'all. Coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I am back in the villa. Big Fatty! Yeah, Gussie, y'all, you know, it's Memory Lane Month here on the BFO, and y'all, this music, long-time listeners of the BFO will recognize this music as the Spotting Big Fatty music, and y'all, had a listener, went by Spotting Crazy, and Spotting Crazy is still out there, but y'all just kind of gave up the ghost. But y'all, there is a, there is a website, and it's spottingbigfatty, all one word, .tumblr.com. And y'all, it just made me laugh. People would find pictures and put Big Fatty's picture on different pictures. And y'all, then I'd go over there and describe them and look at them. And y'all, it just made me giggle like a schoolgirl. And y'all, I wish Spotting Crazy would come back. And Big Fatty, we all miss Spotting Big Fatty, except Spotting Crazy. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, today the 16th of May, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, it is somebody that does not listen to the BFO. Big Fatty, that list is long and getting longer every day. It's true. But y'all, it's somebody who used to do a little show. It was called Shit, S-C-H-I-T. This is Shit. Shit from people you don't know and don't care about or something. I don't know exactly how it went. And y'all, I wish this person would come back and do their little show. Y'all, they used to guest host over there on the Underpants show. Yes, Big Fatty, we buried that one too. I guess so. I know he's on the 20, and y'all, I know he has a camera because y'all, he's always taking a picture of him and Eli, y'all, and Brixley, y'all. It is none other than Shirtless Jay. Oh, Big Fatty, we love to touch ourselves looking at Shirtless. I mean, we love Shirtless Jay. Y'all, I've got to admit something. Eli, his boyfriend or husband or whatever, y'all. His Twitter handle is like Eser 79 or something like that. And y'all, every time I see it, I think Eraser. And Big Fatty, well, that's because you're your mother's child, I guess so. But y'all, if you see Shirtless Jay on the 20th, or the face-face wishing my happy celebration of exiting the birth canal, and Big Fatty, I hope Eli and Brixley make sure he gets a big old leg day workout and a big old piece of cake. True. By the way, squeaky gentleman caller, are you over there? Okay, well, later on today, you might get excited. Y'all, I've touched base with my ponytail gentleman caller. He says we're on for later this afternoon, Thursday afternoon. Yes, Big Fatty, don't count on it. Oh, anyway. we'll see how it all works out. Yes, Big Fatty, or works in. Or anyway, y'all, let's see, what have I done since yesterday? Y'all, I went and spent some time with the Hat Arena. I'm not going to do the roller coaster. There's nothing really to pass along other than, y'all, we went outside in the sunshine. She enjoyed that. And y'all, we were out there. My youngest brother was with us, and we were sitting out there, and y'all, a wasp flew by and started to land on my mother, and my brother shooed it away, and it stung him. Fatty! Y'all, he's got a little souvenir from visiting the Hat Arena. And y'all then came back to her room, and her supper came. And y'all, she's to the point where she's having trouble feeding herself. And so I'm happy to do that. And y'all, last night, y'all, why in a nursing home? It's a combination nursing home and physical therapy center. Why in a nursing home would you serve spicy food? Y'all, these old people, yes, Big Fatty, include yourself in that. I do. Y'all, they had smoked sausage with onions and peppers and garlic potatoes. And I'm like, gee, Manetti, y'all are just wanting to have the diapers filled. Fatty, so y'all, I tried to get her to eat as much as I could, but I don't. She ate more of it than I thought she would, but I don't blame her. If it was too spicy, she gets a B plus for that, y'all. But she did eat her fruit cocktail. You know, the old people love fruit cocktail. Big Fatty, I didn't notice any in the cupboard. That's because old Mother Hubbard's been in Atlanta, Hatlanta. Oh, okay. came back to the villa. Y'all, I stopped and got me a hamburger and a baked potato at the Outback Steakhouse. Y'all, I did the online ordering, and I ate the baked potato Tuesday night, and thinking that would not give me indigestion or anything. Think again. Yes, Big Fatty, the old people's stomachs just can't handle even a baked potato. Got up, didn't sleep very well Tuesday night, but got up Wednesday morning and got my valise packed, got my shirt, and headed on out. The traffic in Hatlanta is horrible, just horrible, I tell you. And y'all, I stopped at the McDonald's and got me a large Coffrey and Sausage McMuffin. And y'all had that, and I drove on back without incident. Got back here to the villa around 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and y'all soon realized that I needed to go to the Von's East. Yes, be pretty. Can you hear that? Can you hear that? Yes, be pretty. We hear it. We hear it. Y'all went to the Von's East. How's it do? On Hump Day, y'all, they had several things on sale. Y'all, have you ever had that blueberry morning cereal? Y'all, I love it. Love it. And it was buy one, get one free, so I got a couple of boxes of that. I'm going to take that back with me back over to Atlanta to have when I'm over there. Y'all, they had the chicken pot pies, the Marie Callender. $4 for $10. So y'all, I got two of those. Y'all, they had a coupon for the Von's East Old Fashioned Chocolate Eclairs, a 2-pack of those, and get $1 off. So y'all, I picked up a couple of those because you know I just for a little treat. Y'all, they had the Hershey Nuggets on sale. The bags of those, buy one get one free. So I got a bag of those. I have a little candy basket on my coffee table, so I got that. Y'all, they had large cans of the crushed tomatoes, which I put in my. In my spaghetti sauce, buy one get one free. Y'all, they had the Von's East chicken tender submarine sandwich on sale. So y'all, I got one. I didn't get it with lettuce or anything because I didn't, you know, wilty lettuce is yucky. But y'all, I got that, and I'm gonna have that later today, Thursday, for my. For my lunch or my supper or whatever, and so that was good. Y'all, I've already eaten my y'all. I got that hamburger. I got was the Bloomin' Onion burger. It was delicious. Y'all, they had the Von's East barbecue ribs, you know, uncooked and frozen in slabs on sale. And I had two coupons for those. So y'all, I picked up a couple of those. I got a package of sauerkraut. Y'all, that good Asian sesame solid in the bag that I like. It was on sale. I got one of those. Y'all, they had the French's mustard, buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. And y'all, the pork tenderloins were on sale this week. Also, I'm gonna cook the pork tenderloin with the sauerkraut in the instant pot. I got that. The Von's East had one of those coupons. If you spend $30, we'll give you $5. So, y'all, I spent $47.15, but I saved $28.12. Yes, be pretty and have nothing to eat. Well, I just ate my my Bloomin' Onion burger. Y'all, I ate it because the Bloomin' Onions would definitely give me indigestion. But I'm eating them earlier in the day, so hopefully I won't have the GERD Wednesday night. Y'all, speaking of Wednesday night, you know, it's the big finale of The Survivor. Oh, Big Fatty! And y'all, I am recording this prior to the finale, and y'all, I don't know how it's all going to turn out, but the advertisements keep saying that it's going to be the most shocking finale ever, and y'all, I'm just going to go out on a limb and make a prediction here that whoever the winner is going to be somebody that came back from the edge of extinction. So that's either Rick Devons and the person that wins the second slot for that to come back. And and y'all, Rick Devons really deserves to win. Yes, Big Freddy, and the Faye Driver hopes he does. So So, y'all, I have unpacked my valise. Y'all, I think I'm probably going to end up turning around and heading back to Atlanta next week. But, y'all, I'm just going to kind of play it by ear right now and just see how it all goes. But, y'all, I just have to have a little villa time. Yes, Big Fatty, we understand that. And y'all, everybody's told me you got to take care of yourself. Now, y'all, I've got some more voice letters and everything, but y'all, I want to remind all the little shows. You know, we're getting close to the deadline to sign up to participate in the June live streaming event. Old Crooked Hat is, you know, I think he's got ants in his pants. Be ready, y'all. Speaking of ants in the pants, y'all, there was a big ant bed out near the carport here at the villa when I got home. So I put some ant killer out there. Be ready, those poor ants. How about the uncles? Never mind. But anyway, so y'all, little shows need to go over and sign up over there at the Pride 48. You just have to register you sign in, and y'all, Big Fatty was able to do it. If Big Fatty can do it, anybody can do it. Big Fatty, you can say that again. Y'all, if Big Fatty can do it, anybody can do it. Y'all, the other thing I wanted to mention to you is you know, I told you about Smoking Hot Joe. I didn't really give you a way to get in touch with him so that you could offer your encouragement. Y'all, he is on the Twitty. It's the @ @JoeZubia, @JoeZubia. Or his e-letter address is JoeZubia, JoeZubia, @gmail.com. And I know a couple of folks have reached out to him. And y'all, you know, I don't know how often he gets access to any of that, but y'all, I'm sure he would appreciate just an attaboy. Yes, Big Fatty. Bloomin' Onion Burger, it was really good. But it's already speaking to me. Yes, Big Fatty, but you've got hours before you have to crawl into the love chamber. Well, it's true. And, y'all, I'm back, and I've already run out of stuff to talk about. Big Fatty, you've got a Ask Big Fatty question from Straight Bob you could play. Well, you know, I you're exactly right. And, Oh, dear Gussie, Big Fatty, you luck up every time. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely Thursday. Y'all, and I hope that Big Fatty has a lovely Thursday. Yes, Big Fatty, and y'all, hopefully Squeaky Gentleman Caller will be jumping out of his pants. Yes, Big Fatty, we don't need to hear about it. So anyway, y'all, it's the beginning of today's show. Y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Lotsel. That's the Life on the Short List. And Peter G, do you have any comments about today's little show?
I used to listen to Big Fatty before I went to bed a few times and immediately would fall asleep.
Big Fatty, why are they laughing? It's a deeper sleep than you get with propofol.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.